ABC Radio Australia.
A new report has listed New Caledonia as one of the most expensive places in the world. Its capital, Noumea, has climbed substantially higher on the worldwide cost of living survey for 2019, with researchers from the Economist Intelligence Unit citing a small market and lack of competition for the French territory's high prices. But as Priyanka Srinivasan reports, economists also point to inequalities, which they say are a big concern for Noumea's poorer residents.
In a list of some of the most expensive places in the world, one Pacific entry stands out. The tiny city of Noumea, capital of the French territory New Caledonia, climbed 33 spots to clinch the 20th ranking in this year's Cost of Living Index, ahead of famous international cities like London and San Francisco.
Noumea did have a big increase in its ranking over the last year.
Dr. Simon Baptist is the global chief economist at the Economist Intelligence Unit that compiled the index by comparing the price of goods in 133 cities that were surveyed.
20th place was where Noumea was 10 years ago. So it has a history of being one of the world's more expensive cities. Over the last sort of 5 years, it got a bit cheaper, but now the relative prices have moved up again.
He says Noumea's case reflects a problem facing many Pacific countries, namely their reliance on imported goods and a lack of market diversity.
Like many Pacific Island economies, a lot of goods are imported into Noumea, and transport costs are quite high. And also the level of competition in the local economy is quite low. So, for example, Noumea, like many Pacific Island cities, will tend to only have, you know, maybe one or two big providers of, say, groceries or clothing or utilities, and so there's not a lot of competition in the market.
New Caledonia's high cost of living has been a long-standing problem in the French Pacific Territory. But economists like Samuel Goruana from the University of New Caledonia say the high cost of living on some levels is unavoidable, considering New Caledonia's small population.
The high level of the price, it's not new in New Caledonia. So it's a small economy with a very small market, less than 300,000 people. It's expensive.
Mr. Goruana also points to New Caledonia's protectionist market that taxes imported goods heavily as another reason behind its inflated prices. He says this high cost of living may exclude some New Caledonians, particularly indigenous Kanaks and islanders from elsewhere in the Pacific who populate Noumea's slums.
The life is expensive in Noumea, make that some people, mostly Oceanian people, they cannot find accommodation for them, so they live in squat.
Simon Baptist from The Economist agrees. He says that although Noumea may score high on this cost of living index, expat professionals from metropolitan France might be more able to afford this expensive lifestyle.
This index doesn't incorporate inequality directly. However, it is very relevant for thinking about the economic impact of such measures. In certain cities like Noumea, where you have a lot of people perhaps whose salaries are benchmarked to international norms or who are posted there as expatriates, and that can create a large cohort of people that has significantly higher spending power than others. And if those people are buying systematically different types of goods, so for example, eating in European restaurants, then that can push up the prices.
New Caledonia is one of the few Pacific territories evaluated by the Worldwide Cost of Living Survey. In contrast, the survey also found that major Australian and New Zealand cities like Melbourne, Sydney and Auckland have become more affordable, thanks to the weaker dollar.